This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on What's On Your Mind, I'm Scott Henn, Todd the Radio God Mitchell is here. Kay Fly as well, Kevin Flynn, and most importantly, you, our fine listeners, where we ask you every day, what's on your mind? You can text us the answer to that question. You can call us right here on the program.
Well, if you ask me where I come from,
Senator John Hoeven will join us momentarily.
Here's what I tell everyone.
Live from the Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo Chamber of Commerce Midwest Ag Summit. That has been on most of the show today. He was part of a panel with Senator Amy Klobuchar from Minnesota and Congresswoman Michelle Fischbach at this Midwest Ag Summit for the Fargo-Moorhead West Fargo Chamber of Commerce. So we'll get a recap on that. And he's got a busy day. I guess he's headed up to EERC at the University of North Dakota as well for an event. And then later at the Grand Forks Air Force Base, I know Senator Kevin Cramer attending that as well. Talk to Senator Cramer, by the way, and I don't know if I'm supposed to tell you this or not, but I guess I will. He has taken advantage of HBOT treatment. Is that cool or what?
Oh, really?
Hyperbaric oxygen treatment, which evidently his doctor said, can't hurt, give that a shot. And he has, and he did, and did some dives and just said, I think he has a doctor's appointment today, but evidently looking good, good progress, and some color coming back to the finger and everything else. So good news. I'm looking forward to our first little medical update from him, but he has said continuously this has been overblown by the media and that he's fine, and continued to say that. And I know he did lots of driving this weekend to go back and forth between Fargo and getting some treatments and also seeing his son's soccer game and Aberdeen, South Dakota. So he's doing great. And by the way, speaking of the hyperbaric oxygen treatment, our friends at Swanson and that clinic have told me to tell you that if you're interested at all, just call 701-929-3930 for a no-obligation treatment. And they also have a Hockett ozone sauna, which is developed for a really simple purpose, strategic wellness. You know, vitality. The Hockett ozone sauna does this thing where it helps detox the body and improves circulation. If you need a boost in energy, if your immune system isn't quite kicking and that needs a boost, strengthen that up a little bit. But it also can reduce pain, swelling, inflammation, and most importantly is that immune efficiency, if you have that, it's why I always am amazed at people through the COVID era. Look, there are things you can do, you know, vitamin D. My favorite stat out of all of COVID was when they were analyzing those that had died of COVID, and the one constant in everybody was they had a vitamin D deficiency. They had a vitamin D deficiency. I don't know about you. That says to me, let's take some vitamins here, right? Let's take vitamin D, zinc, you know, those things. So they're, you know, Big Pharma has reasons they were saying no to that treatment, and no crazy talk with zinc, is because they don't make any money on that, right? And they don't make any money when somebody goes to a hyperbaric oxygen treatment, which is oxygen. It's putting oxygen in you and just doing it in a very intense way. But I've done these treatments. I've done 10 dives there now, and I can tell you it's the best 90 minutes of my day when I do it, because I can actually watch a television show that I haven't had a chance to watch. I can sit and think. I can take a little nap. And other than my nose on the way up and the way down, just like you do kind of on a plane, that's the only thing I would know that's different.
Same thing in a scuba dive.
Yeah, it's the same thing as a scuba dive. Exactly right. It's recreating that. It actually is a product of the U.S. Navy.
Yeah, and then like when you get the bends in scuba diving, if you come up too quick, you have to go in one of the chambers to get the
it's been around,
your blood.
Been around forever. But anyway, the first treatment's free. Awesome. So first 30-minute treatment is absolutely free. Call for an appointment today. And I'm thrilled to hear that Senator Cramer's done that as well, and it's working great. 701-929-3930. 3930 or at swansonhyperbarics.com. Senator John Hovind is with us on the program. He'll be here till the bottom of the hour. Questions or comments, welcome. Senator Hovind, welcome back. How are you?
Welcome back to you, Scott. Last I checked, you were in Norway with a big entourage. How was the trip?
It was fabulous. It really was. It was long, and I'm like a caged animal on a two-week vacation to want to get back to it. But the beauty of Norway, the people of North Dakota, Minnesota, we had some South Dakotans along. I mean, it just was a great bunch of people and a great tour. Have you been to Norway, John?
I have, and it's just beautiful. And, of course, we have such a Norwegian heritage in North Dakota that I just was blown away. I think it's an awesome country.
Exactly right. Why leave it to just Husfest, right? Person ought to get on over there and see those fjords and meet the people firsthand. Carol Juven, of course, does an incredible job. Coming up, she's got a tour next month and one in August. And there's some great World War history that I think people forget about with Norway as well, because they battled mightily to save the world, just like Americans did in World War II. So a lot of great history there.
Yeah, as a kid, I used to love to read about some of their, you know, their kind of behind enemy lines operations and all the things that they did during the occupation. Just some amazing stories about, you know, what the resistance did in Norway.
Yeah, and I don't know if you remember the story about the heavy water plant, but Hitler found out they had a heavy water plant, and it was a power plant, biggest in the world at the time, obviously using hydro because they have so many waterfalls there. Hitler found out about it and said, let's turn this into a bomb factory. And the saboteurs prevented him from doing it, literally went in there, Norwegians, and blew the place up so that Hitler couldn't have the bombs. Great story.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Some of those stories about the Norwegian resistance are just amazing, what they were able to do and you know, the danger and the risk and how they figured out how to do this, and just incredible.
If you want to see it firsthand, give Carol Juven a call, 237-9000 or juventours.com. So tell me about the Midwest Ag Summit. You just got off the stage there with a panel and had your colleague from Minnesota, Amy Klobuchar, there, and Congresswoman Michelle Fischbach from our team on the House side. And what was the big takeaway?
Yeah, the big takeaway is that our farmers and ranchers do it better than anybody in the world. And so Americans have the highest quality, lowest cost food supply thanks to our farmers and ranchers, which they benefit from every day. And so we got to get farm policy right so that they can continue to be the most productive farmers and ranchers in the world. And of course, here in the Valley, I mean, we're the epicenter of the sugar industry, $3 billion industry. And the example that I use, which I think is one of those examples that's worth a thousand words, or however you want to put it, in a dollar and a half priced candy bar, two cents is the cost of the sugar in there. And it, you know, and with this rampant inflation, it's not going up like all these other products because of our great producers. And that shows the importance of, you know, whether it's energy or food, we need to produce it here at home. We do it the best, and we have the best environmental standards. And I mean, it's a national security issue. So that was one of the themes. But again, just really celebrating and thanking our farmers and ranchers for all they do.
What is the threats to the industry as a whole, just ag and the ag world, or there to be farmers, ranchers in general from this administration? It seems as though it's pretty clear the price of gas is up because of the onerous regulation and viewpoint of wanting to transition us to green energy. And we recognize that as a threat to the coal industry, to oil and gas and everything else. But I see as many threats to agriculture that aren't as public. Do you?
Well, for starters, energy. Geez, Marie's. I mean, how come we're not just the Biden administration needs to take the handcuffs off our energy producers? I mean, we can produce more oil and gas here, but you can't tie them up in regulation and red tape and take the federal lands, you know, put a moratorium on production on federal lands or not allow them to build, whether it's the pipelines, the gas gathering systems, or hold them up on trying to get the investment they need to expand the refining capability. We have a bottleneck. They need to build more refining capability, but how are they supposed to do that when the administration is saying they're going to, in essence, put them out of business? So what's going on? What is going on where this administration goes to Saudi Arabia or Venezuela or anybody else and asks them to produce more energy? They need to take the handcuffs off our producers here at home. We can produce more energy. We can produce more oil and gas, and we can do it with the best environmental stewardship, but the administration has to stop with all this red tape and all these things.
We couldn't agree anymore. Aren't they trying to do the same thing to agriculture?
Yeah, and that was one of the points I made is, you know, when we talked about the Farm Bill, the moderator asked me, well, what's important in the Farm Bill? I said, well, it starts with crop insurance. That's our farm rancher's number one risk management tool. And then, ARC PLC, the counter-cyclical safety net, which is the most cost-effective way to provide that support network. But then third, on the conservation piece, don't tie our people up in all this red tape. Make sure those programs are farmer-friendly. If they're farmer-friendly, they will work. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Don't tie them up in all this red tape. Cut them loose.
All right. More with Senator John Hovind on the other side of the break. Questions or comments, so welcome for him. A couple of texts already come in. Texts are welcome. With your questions for the Senator, 701-237-1590, or give us a call. We'll continue our conversation on the other side of the break. Brought to you today in part by our friends at PetroServe USA. Home cooking. Grab-and-go convenience awaits. Stop and see them and tell them Scott sent you.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The warning signs are everywhere. Indoctrination ahead. Critical race theory and the miseducation of America's youth is something you should inform yourself about. Join American Experiment North Dakota for a lunch and a presentation on the facts behind the woke political movement that is working hard to turn North Dakota public schools into ideological backgrounds. Join us Tuesday, 12 noon for lunch at the High Third Restaurant in Minot. Details at AmericanExperimentND.org. AmericanExperimentND.org.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming June auctions include 320 acres of cropland in Stark County, 158 acres of excellent cropland in Barnes County, 240 acres of crop and pasture land in Towner County, 157 acres of excellent cropland in Renville County, and 99 acres of potential development land near Big Detroit Lake in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota, and excellent farm equipment retirement auctions. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
By the University of Mary today. Cybersecurity professionals are in high demand right now. We need them to meet the rising technology needs of small businesses, large businesses, and really to address challenges that resonate across the globe. UMary supports the need through its Cybersecurity Administration degree program, completed on campus or online. So if you or someone you know looking for a career, much needed field, once again, the University of Mary jumps to the top of the field and says, let's tackle this. It's needed. Let's go to work. Let's offer a personalized degree program, support career services, personal fulfillment is what they do. umary.edu/CSA to find out more about this, the Cybersecurity Administration degree. umary.edu/CSA. They waive the application fee when you use the promo code Scott. Back with Senator John Hovind. A couple questions on a different front here today. Texter says, ask the senator why North Dakota is not producing the amount of oil that is needed to lower prices. What's going on there?
Exactly. You know, we were as high as 1.5 million barrels a day, and then we dropped down for about just under a million barrels a day, and we can definitely produce more, and it's all the things we talked about earlier. North Dakota is a microcosm for the country when we talk about energy production. We're an energy powerhouse. We produce it from all these different sources, and we do an incredible job producing oil and gas. But first, we're held up by his moratorium on federal lands. Okay, so then the Biden administration comes back and says, okay, well, we'll let you produce on 20% of the federal lands. So they still got 80%, you know, that restricted. And then on the 20%, he says, but we're going to raise the lease rates. So then that raises the cost right there. So he's restricting our ability to produce, and he's raising costs. Second, things like building the Keystone Pipeline, gas gathering systems, and the other things we need to move that product to market. He's holding it up with the regulatory blizzard, as well as holding up, you know, the drilling permits, so they can't get the well permitted, and then the environmental groups sue when they do get a permit. So then they're holding up our ability to produce it. Then you move on downstream to the refining capacity with all this push about, you know, him saying that he's, you know, going to essentially put oil and gas out of business. How do you get the investment then to expand the refining facilities as well? So all those things are why I say he's put the handcuffs on our producers. He needs to stop. He needs to take them off. Our industry can produce a lot more. We can get back up to a million and a half, you know, who knows, maybe more. And our country as a whole, we were at 13 million barrels a day. Now we're down to 11.5 million barrels a day. So, again, we can produce a lot more, but we've got to have the right policy to do it.
Texas says, Senator, first couple of years of this administration has seen them arm the Taliban and Ukrainian citizens for different reasons, and yet they're making it harder for Americans to arm ourselves. And unfortunately, Republican leadership agrees. Why should we trust Republicans in this next election when they clearly don't deserve it?
Well, you saw the majority of Republicans in the Senate and in the House that stood up very firmly and said, no, we are going to make sure that we defend Second Amendment rights, and we need to continue to do that. And so, again, it is important that we get out to people that, you know, for those of us who are strong supporters of the Second Amendment, we're not going to allow the infringement for law-abiding gun owners.
On the bigger point, if you get the majority, pretty much a foregone conclusion by political tea leaf watchers on the House, but a tougher battle on the fight for the Senate. If you get it, what do you do with it? What will you promise to do with it?
Well, we need to go back to the fundamentals, and that's to empower every American to do all they can do and be all they can be. And that means getting government out of the way. So whether it's too much spending, whether it's too much regulation, whether it's too much taxation, all those things, you know, we've got to get back to working hard to get the kind of public policies that get out of the way and allow our great country to continue to, you know, excel in all these different ways and more. And we need to support our military. We need to support our law enforcement. Look what's going on in this country, Scott, that defund the police, not securing the border. Good grief. Look what happened down there today. 46 people dead. They come across in a truck in an enclosed steel container back there. And, you know, I mean, these are just fundamental things that we've got to work to get back with energy. We just got them talking about energy. How about getting back to being not just energy secure, but energy dominant, like we were under the Trump administration? Those are the kind of things that we've got to get back to and work hard to achieve.
Texter says, do you support the Fufeng corn milling plant in Grand Forks? That's come up quite a bit. Senator Cramer has raised some concerns about it from a national security standpoint. As a member of the Armed Services Committee, people lean in and say, wow, if he's concerned, should we be concerned? Do you support that idea? Let that project continue. I know there's some due diligence going on by the city of Grand Forks, but in general, do you support the idea of the Chinese owning a corn milling plant at Grand Forks?
I have concerns about Chinese acquiring assets in this country. That is a concern. And I think when, in the case of Fufeng, any and all security issues need to be addressed up front, and it needs to be clear to the public that they have been and are being addressed before that thing goes forward. I'm actually on my way up to Grand Forks right now, Scott. We're driving up there because we have a major league announcement on the Grand Forks Air Force Base, and I hope we get a few minutes to talk about that.
Texture says, Senator Hovind is a great cheerleader for North Dakota and knows the numbers better than anyone. I've heard he can get mean behind closed doors when needed. Does he ever fight mean for North Dakota when necessary?
I think I fight hard for North Dakota all the time, and I will continue to do just that. I couldn't be more proud of our people and our state and how I think they, you know, embrace the things that have made America strong, and I'm so proud and honored to represent them, and I, you know, feel just honored to be able to fight for them. We'll fight for them every day that I can.
Yeah, and you're saying fight hard. They're saying fight mean. Could be saying the same thing.
No,
it's funny because we hear this a lot from people. They just don't think the Republicans fight as hard as Democrats. What do you say to that?
Well, I think, you know, we have to make sure that we are fighting and trying to achieve a good result for them. Different people do it in different ways. Some people are louder. Some people are more persistent. But the important thing is that we're fighting for the right policies that benefit our state and our country. And this administration is totally on the wrong track. And so absolutely, myself and others, all of us, we need to fight for getting the country back on the right track every single day.
All right, we have about a minute left before the break, and I want to ask you two things. So first one is this, related to a law you signed that, as of today, is now effective in 30 days because Drew Wrigley, our attorney general, has signed it. What do you make of Roe versus Wade and the fact that your legislation that you signed is actually going to become law in North Dakota now?
Yeah, this is about protecting the sanctity of life as well as states' rights. And so that's exactly what you see happening. And remember, that Supreme Court decision said, hey, it is up to the states and the people to determine how to handle the life issue. And here in North Dakota, we, again, stand up and protect the sanctity of life. And that's exactly what you see happening today.
And Senator Hovind did mention that he's going to be at the Energy and Environmental Research Center 11:20 this morning, so less than an hour, and then this afternoon at the Grand Forks Air Force Base. I want to give him a chance to preview that after a short break, and then we'll let him go and get on to those meetings. PetroServe USA is serving up hot beef sandwiches or chicken pot pie in Valley City today, lasagna in Harwood, meatloafs on the menu, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, or cabbage rolls, sloppy joes on 12th and I-29, tater tot hot dish downtown Fargo and in Glendon, chicken fettuccine on the 45th store, Fargo. Wow. PetroServe USA.
Cybersecurity professionals safeguard our lives and businesses from malicious attacks. At the University of Mary, we educate those ready to face these challenges in our local communities and across the globe. Through our cybersecurity administration degree, which can be completed on campus or online, you can make our world a safer and more ethical place to work and thrive. Attend the University of Mary for your degree in cybersecurity. Learn more at umary.edu/CSA.
Make your summer stops at PetroServe USA for home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Great specials every day of the week. And all month long, Stone Creek Nuts and Mixers, $1.39. Those wonderful firewood packs are only $4.99, perfect for the fires at the lake. Cheez-It Puff, 99 cents. The big king-size M&M's, $1.19. Energy drinks by Red Bull, 16-ounce size, 2 for $5. And International Delight, 2 for $4.50 in the big 15-ounce cans. Lowest price fuel, too, at PetroServe USA.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Brittany Griner made a public appearance in a Russian courtroom Monday. Russian officials set a date for her trial for allegedly smuggling drugs through a Moscow airport. The criminal trial was set for Friday, and she was ordered to remain in custody for the duration of the criminal trial. She could face up to 10 years in prison if convicted. G7 countries are set to conclude the three-day summit with an agreement to focus on the rising challenges posed by China. They're set to issue a communique Tuesday that outlines an approach to confronting Beijing over economic policies and human rights issues. One in 10 U.S. homes sold in America for the first quarter of 2022 was flipped or bought with the intention of selling, the highest level since the year 2000. NASCAR racing will be in Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin this weekend. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
In your future, and you want to move out of that house that you have on the back road, you want to call Action Movers, see? Because the folks at Action Movers are just the best of the best. Doesn't move it mean if you're moving farm to farm, if you're moving from one side of town to the other, if you're moving from Bismarck to Fargo, I would question your sanity. But anyway, some people are, you know, I love Fargo. I do. I live here. But it just sometimes people think... Fargo thinks a little too highly of itself, and sometimes that's true. So anyway, wherever you're moving, plan now. Don't think you can call 2 weeks before, because the folks in Action Movers are busy. Business is booming, and that's why they're hiring warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, and Minot. But they're busy, and they're North Dakota's best moving company, have been since 1932, family-owned, veteran-owned. Call them and mention my name, and they're going to take very good care of you. They can bring those little mini storage units over to you, too, so you can sort of pack at your schedule, and then they come and move it when you want to move it. A lot of things you can do to, you know, take care of the hassles there. Action Movers, 701-566-5532. Just mentioned Scott. Back with more with Senator John Hoeven. And we'll also check in with the University of North Dakota's Angie Carpenter here in a moment to talk about a new partnership between UND and the American Patriot Foundation. Is that great or what? So at EERC today, the Energy and Environmental Research Center, coming up next hour, what's the plan? What will you be talking about? Ribbon cutting?
Well, EERC, it's more just this focus on how we're going to continue to provide coal-fired electricity far into the future. We have the most innovative, creative projects doing it. You know all about Rainbow Energy and Coal Creek and the things they're doing, but also out at DGC. They're right now putting on, utilizing the new 45Q tax credit we put in place to increase, the amount of CO2 they capture, even while they continue to provide energy from coal. And same thing with Project Tundra, which is Minn Kota, Grand Forks based, but with our Milk Young plant. Again, putting the technologies in place that are going to keep us in the game, providing coal-fired baseload electricity far into the future. And what we're doing is really leading the nation forward. So we'll be talking about that at EERC, which again is leading the way. John Harjman, that whole bunch, Charles Gricke, that whole group, leading the way forward with the technology, nationally recognized. But then we're going to go out to the base and announce that General Dynamics has this huge $325 million contract to build two ground stations that will control and communicate with the low Earth orbit satellite system. One of those ground stations will be at Grand Forks Air Force Base. The other will be at Redstone Army Base in Alabama. And so we are like leading the way forward in terms of our whole development of this technology that our military is going to use to keep us ahead of countries like China or Russia or anybody else. And this is transformational, and Grand Forks and Grand Sky Tech Park is right in the middle of it, Scott. We have now companies like, in this case, General Dynamics. They're bringing in Raytheon, Iridium to join Northrop Grumman and General Atomics. This is a technology park that's just amazing. And I like to say, couldn't be prouder of what our men and women in uniform are doing, but what our North Dakotans are doing as well.
And you mentioned General Dynamics. I mean, think about that. That's no small player there. And I think we're losing. But I don't know. Maybe people just don't have any sense of what's going on there. They really should. They should know. When you start talking General Dynamics and you're talking Northrop Grumman and, you know, Harris, some of these names are major, major international players and defense contractors, and they are investing in our state. And that doesn't happen without all the groundwork that's been laid way back to when you were governor. But the Space Force now, I mean, the 1-2 punch of having you on military appropriations and Kramer on, armed services and now being able to leverage that with relationships to get these investments here. I don't know that we fully understand what the future holds here with the new mission
leading,
at the base. Yeah, incredible.
Yeah, these are the leading aerospace companies in the world. And I just rattled off five of them that are in our technology park here. And the other thing is, last week, you saw we announced that 24 of the Global Hawks that the Air Force is divesting will now come to Northrop Grumman at the Grand Sky Technology Park, and they will be the Range Hawk program, which is really the heart of the Sky Range program, which is how we're going to test and develop hypersonic missiles. That's going to be at our technology park. So this, I mean, when I say this is transformational, it's transformational for Grand Forks, but for our country too.
Last comment here from a listener. Tell Senator Hovind thank you for working so hard on farm, energy, the issues that at Grand Forks he's talking about, but it's too bad the senator's so quiet concerning issues related to the presidential election. I think a lot of people still want 2020 fully investigated. They see all kinds of election integrity issues that are not there. Are you concerned about the presidential election? Are you fighting as hard to make sure 2024, 2022 midterm is a secure and safe election? Is that in your wheelhouse? Are you leaning into that as well?
Yeah, I understand that concern, absolutely, and the frustration. And I think for everybody in this country, we have got to do more to make sure that we have safe and secure elections, that we get it done on election day, that these things aren't dragging out afterwards, and that people have confidence so that there's transparency there and they're confident that it's being done right and well. I think it's very important for our country.
Senator, thanks for the time today. Appreciate a great deal and a lot to cover today. Midwest Ag Summit, the discussion at EERC, and then, of course, outlining more of the future of the Grand Forks Air Force Base and the Grand Sky missions with that ribbon cutting up there. Thanks for the time today. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott.
22 before the top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. Thanks for all the comments and the questions, too, by text. We love the calls as well, but people love to just ask the question very succinctly on text, and that allows us to get more of them. So, two more of them, rather, so we appreciate that very much. Our next guest is going to talk about something I'm just fired up to talk about, because this is a group of folks at UND. They call it a special student population. I'm going to call them patriots is what I'm going to call them. A new partnership between the University of North Dakota and the Heart of American Patriot Foundation. Angie Carpenter leads UND's efforts with special student populations. Thanks for the time, Angie. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for having me.
What is a special student population?
Right. So under our area, in our unit, one of the largest groups we work with is our veteran and military population. We also work with international students and with the ROTC programs. So three different areas that have great, great students that we're working with to help them be successful.
And one of the partnerships you're here to announce is between the University of North Dakota and the America Patriot Foundation. It's the Heart of America Patriot Foundation.
Right.
I've dug into this a little bit. I'm so excited about what this allows the UND to do. But explain to our audience, what is this Heart of America Patriot Foundation?
Right. It really is super exciting. So this foundation, they are based out of Overland Park, Kansas. And they are a foundation whose vision is to ensure that all dependents of deceased or 100% disabled veterans can attain a debt-free college education. So they work, getting donations to their foundation, and they work with institutions such as UND now to help fund part of the educational costs that these veteran dependents have in order to finish their college.
So go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, so it's exciting because these students, if they're dependents of a 100% disabled or deceased veteran, through the GI Bill, they do get a stipend to help pay for their education, but the stipend does not cover typically all of their tuition and fees at an institution. And so this scholarship helps cover that difference in cost. So essentially between the GI Bill, the federal GI Bill, and this foundation, the potential there is amazing for these students.
Yeah, this is a gap for the Patriots. And again, this isn't necessarily the veterans themselves. This is if they got four kids. These four kids have the ability to take advantage of this, and the gap is covered by this foundation.
Exactly. Because the GI Bill, like I said, it does cover, and you know, there's some stipulations and things like that. It covers a lot, which is very helpful, but exactly, this is where that gap is that a lot of times students have a hard time covering. And that's one of the main reasons for students to stop out, is what we call it, you know, take a break to interrupt their education because of that financial need. And so by providing this funding for them, they don't need to take that gap or that interruption. They can continue and finish their degree in 4 years.
And sometimes scholarships and applications, it's super onerous and it's like whatever. You make all this easy, right?
Yes, definitely. So to apply for the scholarship, at UND here we have what's called Scholarship Central. And so students can log in and apply for hundreds of different scholarships. And so through this one portal, the Heart of America Patriot Foundation will now be part of that. And so students can get in there and apply for it. And at the same time, they can see all the other scholarships that they might be eligible for at the same time. So, yeah, we make it as seamless as possible for them to get this aid.
How much is the scholarship then? Is there a dollar amount on it, or is it just the difference that the GI Bill doesn't cover?
Well, this is the exciting part, is right now, when the Heart of America Patriot Foundation contacted us, one of the things they shared with us is that they would match whatever UND provides, up to $25,000. So, to be honest, right at the beginning now, they contacted us just a few months ago, and UND was able to come up with $10,000. Right now. And so they've matched it. We're at $20,000 that can be awarded to students for this coming academic year. But we're really hoping on our end to get our half up to $25,000. And then the Patriot Foundation will match that. And so we will have $50,000 to award to these students.
I love this. How do we help get you to the match?
Right. Really, it is anybody in the community. We're working closely with a development officer in the UND Foundation, so he's out there spreading the word. Really, anybody who would like to donate anything, you know, anything from $100 up to $10,000, who knows? You know, we are out there just raising those dollars to get that up to our half of that 50.
Yeah, I bet that is a question of just letting people know it is something you need and making that happen. And maybe what we'll do is schedule a chance to chat with some of the folks on the development side soon so they can find out about this. It's been a while since we have Dan Zink on and talk to that side of the team as well. But this is great, and I'm so glad you're doing it for students. Now, how do students apply?
So, again, they go to the UND website and go look up Scholarship Central. And so right now, we've actually awarded the dollars that we've raised already for this coming academic year. So for the fall of 2022, we've awarded those dollars that we've raised. We're already starting to raise dollars for next academic year. So it will be added to that Scholarship Central page, and students can jump on and apply that way.
What a great deal. UND and the Heart of America Patriot Foundation, a great match. Check out Scholarship Central on the website to find out more. Thank you, Angie. We appreciate it very much. More after this on What's On Your Mind.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
The Red River Valley Fair is back and better than ever, Friday, July 8th through Sunday, July 17th. The 10 best days of summer are getting closer, which means it's time to purchase your MegaPass. Purchase before July 7th to enjoy unlimited gate admission and unlimited rides at the Red River Valley Fair. That's right, unlimited admission and rides with a MegaPass. Get your MegaPass today and get the most out of your Red River Valley Fair experience. For more information, go to RedRiverValleyFair.com.
From field to fuel, a story from the North Dakota Ethanol Council. Did you know ethanol costs less than other octane sources, reducing the cost of gasoline at the pump? North Dakota's corn ethanol refineries produce biofuel with among the smallest carbon footprints in the nation. Two, making use of steam from fossil fuel power plants. Investments in carbon capture that will take advantage of North Dakota's unique geology look to shrink those footprints even more. Ethanol is pioneering carbon capture. While the world talks about it, ethanol is doing it. Here, now, reducing the carbon footprint. North Dakota's corn producers are increasingly efficient stewards of the land, producing more on the same land with less inputs. Yields increasing 25 to 42% in the last 20 years. Find out more at ndethanol.org. ndethanol.org. A message from the North Dakota Ethanol Council.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind is powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com. Your warranties for a lifetime. Not only new Buicks, GMCs, but the vast majority of 75-plus pre-owned vehicles in stock. In fact, you can sort it at SchwannBuickGMC.com by those that just have the lifetime warranty. You find a Subaru Forester. You find a RAV4, a Ford Edge, a Toyota Tacoma. In addition to a whole bunch of Buicks and GMCs, a Honda Pilot, many more. Check it out for yourself. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Turn my microphone on. Be a good idea. 11 before the top of the hour. Final segment, ladies and gentlemen, on What's on Your Mind. Let's see here. What is... oh, my goodness. Nancy Pelosi shoved somebody?
What?
Oh, my.
It was a photo op thing.
And she shoved some kid out of the way?
And she said, no, I was trying to get him in the picture. She's clearly pushing this kid out of the way.
She's got how much strength left?
And waving somebody else into the thing. I'm watching.
Yeah. Oh, here we go.
Yeah, but she's shoving the kid. It's a nudge.
If this is my time, you get out of the picture.
Oh, my.
Wow. Ugly.
Wow. Maybe we should push Pelosi out. I'll be here all week, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah.
No, maybe there at all. I mean, maybe.
Yeah, yeah, exactly right. Anyway, back on the What's on Your Mind, I take great comfort in the fact that we have a vice president that is very, very concerned. Very concerned. You know how concerned she is? It's her highest priority to have concern.
She's bringing down.
Yeah. She's on the job, ladies and gentlemen.
I think that there can be no higher priority than what we have been clear is our highest priority.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
What does that
Thank
mean?
You for that.
That's double speech.
We have
that is the best.
Yeah. Here's the biggest thing for this. Okay, in this interview with CNN and Dana Bash, you know you're going to get asked tough questions. You know
right.
The question of, and I should say tough in a CNN kind of way, right? But you know the issue is going to come up. I wouldn't doubt she did the interview. We got to tamp down all this. People are so concerned about the price of everything and inflation. So get out there, get out front of this, right? And, you know, it's got all these mush in our mind. But if you can't be ready to answer that question, you don't belong to be vice president of the United States. You don't belong there. You just can't. We had a great follow-up question for Angie Carpenter from UND on the heart of America Patriot Foundation, asking if it's only applicable to North Dakota students, if you have to be from North Dakota since it's the University of North Dakota. And I think the answer is no, but I'm double-checking that, okay? So I'll definitely find out from that. Oh, I guess Angie already texted me back. She said, thanks for the opportunity to share info on the Heart of America Patriot Foundation. This scholarship is available to any UND student, not just North Dakota students. So I want to really find a way to find the match for this and get that all the way up. Because if the match is there, if they have enough donors that say, okay, GI Bill's great, but there's a lot of gaps, and now we have this for, again, family members of disabled vets, the 25 match would mean you have a $50,000 scholarship. And I think they said they're able to offer 10 now, but not the full 25 match. But the foundation says we'll go to 25. If we can get the UND Foundation to go to 25, that'd be great. So if you're able and you're thinking about a donation to the University of North Dakota Alumni Association and Foundation, I would basically say put my dollars towards this. I really want that to happen and happen quickly.
One note on the Pelosi thing. Somebody texted in. The child that she pushed aside was the daughter of the new Republican rep, Myra Flores, who won the seat in South Texas, has been Democrat since the 1800s. That's true. That was Ms. Flores' daughter.
Sour grapes.
Yeah.
That's worse.
Yeah. Yes, now you go to the motivation. Now you go to why she wasn't really wanted.
Right.
Yeah,
you don't need to be in this picture.
Why am I even here?
Yeah. Why am I even here? Yeah, exactly right. Let's see. A couple of final things here before we let you go. Want to remind you, last Western North Dakota swing for the CRT and Miseducation of America's Youth event. Great crowd in Bismarck last night. Thank you for that. And why not today? This will be at the Didi, which is on the third floor of the High Third Restaurant in Minot. Doors are going to open here in about 35 minutes. Program begins at noon. You'll be done by 1. Really, really good information. Really good information. And ask questions if you got questions. I mean, that's why they're there. So, and again, if you think CRT isn't here, it's here. It's just here in all kind of manifestations, honestly. In equity, diversity, all the things we got to be for equality. What's that mean? Who defines it? These are important things to ask, no doubt about it. So make sure you are there. I'll also tell you that my friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow said, let her rip. I don't care that it's Tuesday before the 4th of July. This is Let Freedom Ring all week long and up to 66% off everything. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. So before the 4th of July sets in and you're thinking about how many brats do I have and what's going to happen there, I want you to not worry about any of that yet. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you first to say, I want to take advantage of the Let Freedom Ring sale at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Or you always use the promo code Scott or call this number. It's our number. Then you don't have to worry about the promo code Scott. 800. 506-9028. Texture says, while Senator Hoban is in Grand Forks today at the Air Force Base, maybe he needs to see how much of our nation's top secrets will be jeopardized by allowing the Chinese a foothold so close to the Air Force Space Force drone base. To be quiet about it, Fu Feng, is to be traitorous. He wasn't quiet about it. He actually said he agrees that we've got to do all the things you're suggesting. That security's got to be number one, numero uno, that's for sure. So I love that. He believes, as we do, that there is cleanup in aisle five yet to do on that front. So he asked and answered, as we say, asked and answered. See you tomorrow on What's On Your Mind. For Todd, the Radio God, Kevin Flynn, I'm Scott Hannon. Bye-bye.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklet Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklet Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.